The date is November 9th, 2022. And we are at Fernandina Beach, Florida at 118 North 15th Street. The following interview is being conducted in part as part of the Amelia Island Museum of History's Heritage Keeper project. We are interviewing Susan G. Alexander. My name is Arlene R. Philkoff, and I will interview the subject on behalf of the Amelia Island Museum of History. Also attending is Doug Leatherberry, who is assisting with the recording of this interview. I will now begin the interview. Hey, Susan, thanks for letting us come over today.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, as you and I talked, we're interested with the Heritage Keepers Project in understanding more about the cultural and economic and residential history of Fernandina Beach from your perspective. Do you mind telling us how old you are?
92.
Okay, and how long have you lived here in Fernandina?
Over 70 years. We moved here in 1951.
Okay, and why did you move here?
Well, my then-to-be husband and I graduated from Syracuse University in 1951. And he went to the New York State College of Forestry, which is at Syracuse. And he had a forestry job interview at Container Corporation of America, which we'll now just keep calling Container, in Fernandina Beach. And so, after graduation, we drove down here in a 1947 Plymouth that my dad had given me for graduation. No air conditioning in this car, mind you. So we got here, and they put us up at what then was called the Seaside Hotel. It's now Sliders. And they interviewed him, and I looked around, and it was absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. Unpaved streets, very few stores, one grocery store downtown in Fernandina, and doors wide open, no air conditioning, big ceiling fans going round and round with flies chasing after. It was really, really bad. So we did the interview and we left. Our mission was to go to California and get married at my mother's house. She lived in Berkeley, California. So we headed west. It was in June, I believe. Pretty warm. No air conditioning, mind you. So we had some relatives in Tucson, Arizona. We stopped there. We stopped at a few other paper mills on the way. It went from bad to worse. I mean, the mills were mill towns. That's all that was there. Of course, now in Fernandina, there was also Rainier. So there were two big mill towns, big paper mills, that hired people, paid good wages, and a lot of them did not have college degrees. So we got to California, and we had another job interview in Northern California in Chico, which was even unbelievably terrible. So we stayed at my mom's house for the summer. My to-be husband got a job at something. And we got married in August. And we drove east because we decided we would give Container a one-year trial. So we stopped to visit my then-husband's family up near Buffalo, and we drove to Fernandina. We got here September 1, 1951, and they put us up at an apartment on North 3rd Street. Now, I had a degree in journalism. We had one car, and I got a job on North 3rd Street at a title company so I could walk there. Now, the good thing was that Container was hiring quite a few other forestry-related jobs, people that came from other parts of the country that were about the same age. Many of them were recently married, no children, not much income, and the wives just held hands for the next 60, 70 years. We were best friends. Now, Container was very, very good to us. They were like parents, because they knew that most of us couldn't go home for holidays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we were over 1,000 miles away. And Container had 4th of July parties, big parties for families, Thanksgiving parties, big, you know, all the family, the children got to know each other. So we came, and we stayed in the apartment. Am I going on too long?
No,
we stayed in the apartment for a month or so, and then we rented a place at the beach. And we did that on and off. I worked at various places, and in 53, my daughter was born. And in 55, another daughter was born, and in 57, my son was born. Now, my husband traveled a lot, so I had to stay home. And after the children went to school, I got various jobs downtown, various stores, and I tried to do some journalism work. As the years went by, I worked part-time for Channel 4, I worked some for the Times Union, and I worked for the Nassau Record in Callahan.
Did you drive out to Callahan for that?
Some. I did a lot of it on the phone.
Okay. If we go back just a minute, you said that for a while you would stay downtown and then the beach and off and on. What about this neighborhood? What was happening here at that time?
Well, it was in 55 that we built this house.
Oh, so you built it
right now. Okay. Yes. And the neighborhood was kind of sparse. Okay. And one of the side streets was not paved. North 15th Street was paved.
Okay.
So we moved in here, like I said, in 55.
And was Atlantic paved all the way to the beach at that time?
It was paved to the beach. As I remember it, many streets downtown were not paved.
Oh, really? Okay. In 55?
Yes.
Wow.
And Center Street, as it is now, is kind of curved.
Yes.
That was something that was done, I think, quite a few years later.
In the 70s.
And when we moved here, it was the city of Fernandina and the town of Fernandina Beach. And in 52, the two got together, and it was the city of Fernandina Beach.
Do you remember why they decided to do that?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it was an economic thing, a tourist thing. I think the movers and shakers of the city realized that having the name of Fernandina Beach was advantageous.
For tourism?
For tourism, yes.
Okay. And the downtown area at that point was a working downtown, so everything was there. Was it the center of the community?
Pretty much so. There was a restaurant, Marina Restaurant was there, and there were some individual retail stores, because I worked at various stores when my kids went to school. I mean, just part-time.
Right.
And when I worked at a upscale dress shop, like one day a week or something, every day I would hear women say, "Gosh, what am I going to do with the black suit I have at home? I really shouldn't buy this." Well, after I heard that often enough, I realized there's a place for this black suit that's sitting in this lady's closet. So another friend of mine and I, in the late 60s, I believe, maybe early 70s. We opened a consignment shop, which was a lot of fun, did very well. It was where España is now. Mm-hmm. So being right next to the health department and across the street from Rainier Timber, where there were a lot of women working, was really a good thing.
And Rainier Timber was where there's, like, behind Florida House? Is that what was across the street? Is that where it was?
You know, I really, it was just on the corner of South 4th Street and Ash.
Ash, yeah. Okay, so that's now kind of behind Florida House.
I guess
House.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And that's now owned as a storage facility, I think, by the Florida House. So that's a real different use of that property.
Right.
And now the health department has closed that office
yes.
down.
But it was, we had the store there for about, I would say, 12 years, and then the building sold. Okay. And so we moved to a small place on South 14th Street in a very small strip mall. And that didn't work so well. People couldn't find us, and the store was inadequate. And so after about 14 years, we just quit.
Okay. And now do you shop at consignment stores?
I'm sorry?
Do you shop at consignment stores?
I love consignment shops because I think it's just, A, so much fun, good value, and you don't see the same thing in every size.
Right.
You can't say, well, do you have this in a 12?
Right. Yeah. So you started a good idea here in Fernandina.
Exactly.
And it's really grown
yes,
as an industry here.
Yes.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a smart lady.
We tried.
So when your children were all born here.
Yes.
And when they were in elementary school, where did they go to school? Where was that school?
It was on right down the street from me, actually. There was primary school, primary school, middle school, and high school, all in that same complex.
Where the school board administration
yes.
is now. And were those schools segregated?
Well, the integration started, I remember very well, because I volunteered there some. When my kids were like, I say maybe first or second grade, and when they changed classrooms, it was interesting. They would walk past each other in line, and the black kids would reach out to each other and touch each other just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget it because mm-hmm. it was so poignant.
Right. So by the time your kids got to high school, it was already integrated.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they never attended Peck, or did they?
No.
No. Okay. So the high school they attended is where the high school is today.
Yes.
All right. And what did you think the schools, what was the quality of the schools then?
Well, I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids walked to school or rode their bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got older, somehow we managed to get the ones in high school a car or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when they were in school, so once they were school age, had this neighborhood started to develop more?
Yes, I believe it has.
Right. So at that time, you had neighbors whose names have become pretty well known in Fernandina now, right?
I think so. The Corbetts mm-hmm. lived directly to the south of us.
Okay. And was he on the city commission at that time,
no,
Mr.
No,
Corbett?
No, that was much later.
Okay. So Charlie's dad
yes.
was on the commission?
Yes.
Okay. And then down this way, who was down here?
Well, I don't remember now exactly who lived across the street from me, a couple who had a daughter. And then down from them, some years later, Red and Joanne Bean built a house.
Okay. And is that property still owned by the Bean family?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So she raised all of her children there?
Yes, she did.
And did you have any neighbors who were part of that small group you started out with the ones that held hands and stayed together?
No. They lived elsewhere.
Okay. Are any of them still with us today?
Well, sadly, I would say no. They were mostly timber people whose schedule was similar to ours. Their husbands traveled. They gradually had children. Mm-hmm. The children got to be friends. And they were the core of our friendship people.
Right. And they stayed that way.
Yes.
Did they move on to other jobs outside of here?
No.
Or they stayed?
No. Okay. And some were from Rainier.
I see. Okay. So there was no friction between those two?
We were all just friends. Most of us were a long ways away from our families.
Right. So what do you think, Susan, in all the time you've lived here in Fernandina, what has been the best part about Fernandina?
Well, I think the best part was that people came from other areas.
Okay.
I mean, the people that we were really close friends with were not from here.
Okay.
They didn't have a southern accent, and they had very similar values.
Okay.
And two or three children.
Mm-hmm. When you moved here, would you classify Fernandina as being depressed? Were the locals in a depressed state for jobs?
No, I don't think so.
How was the shrimping?
Some of them had a hard time understanding the way we talked.
I'm sure they did.
And we had a very hard time understanding the way they talked.
Right. Was the shrimping industry alive and well then?
Yes.
Okay.
Shrimp festival was a big thing.
And it was different then, right?
Yes. The emphasis was on the shrimp boats.
Right.
And at that time, I worked for Channel 4, and we took a lot of pictures, and there was a bus that went from Fernandina to Jacksonville around 4 o'clock every afternoon, and we would put film on the bus, and they would pick it up in Jacksonville.
Okay. Was that bus, did that leave the...
Left the City Hall.
City Hall, okay. So at one time there was a bus station, I think, on 2nd Street, North 2nd Street, McJunkins Junction?
No. I don't remember that.
Okay. So this bus was a public bus.
It took people and it took packages and stuff like that.
When did that stop? Do you know, that bus?
No, I really don't remember.
Yeah. Long time though it ran.
Yeah. It was convenient and people would ride the bus. Sometimes they worked in Jacksonville and so I remember it was sort of a deadline in my head as far as getting stuff on the bus.
Right. So you didn't have to go to Jacksonville very frequently for that job?
No, I did not.
Good.
I had to go to Callahan more frequently.
Right. Did you like that work?
Yes. I really liked that work. It was fun because I covered elected officials. I mean, I did school board, city commission, port authority, things like that. And most of the meetings were at night, and I could manage schedule that. And I would write the stories then and usually call them in.
Okay. I didn't realize you had done the Port Authority.
Yes.
Was that different then than it is now?
No.
Always contentious?
Yes.
Why do you think that's true?
I have no idea.
Yeah. What about politics in general in Nassau County and in the city of Fernandina? Some people have described it as a blood sport.
No, I don't know. I mean, I knew the city commissioners that were just... And there was a mayor, and it was very similar to what it is now.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Always characters elected?
Yes. Yes, I would say so.
Yeah. I just heard a story at the museum. We were there to hear about when the museum was the old jail.
Yes.
And I heard a story about Smiley Lee.
Yes.
Who was actually... a trustee at the jail when I asked if it was before or after his time on the commission, they said it was because of his time on the commission.
I'm not aware of that.
He got into a couple fights.
Oh, yes. And, of course, his language was questionable.
Yes.
As was his, you know, daily activities.
Right. But I also heard from Susan Caples,
yes,
who owned Elizabeth Point.
Yes.
Apparently, at some point in his life, Smiley had a liver transplant.
I don't know that.
So when the Caples started the Katie Ride for organ transplant funding, Smiley donated quite a bit of money to that
I did not
effort.
Know that.
So it was a really good story I heard,
yes,
about him. So in all the time that you were, it sounds like the people who were natives here were not all that welcoming, but the crowd that you moved here with, you became close friends with.
Yes.
So what did you like the least about living in Fernandina?
Well, at that time, there was like one plumber, one electrician, you know, a couple of doctors, maybe one or two dentists. The professional people were sparse. But gradually, as more people came, more services.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very welcome. More restaurants. It was just very welcome. And
right,
more people that spoke like we did.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember going to a meeting with you one time over at Mary Agnes White's house. It was at your bridge club.
Yes.
So you were involved with that bridge club and garden club too?
No, I didn't join the garden club. There were some things that went on that I was not in favor of, and I wasn't a big gardener.
Okay.
But we did. We played cards, and we still play cards.
Yes. Okay, so some of those same members or people that were involved in that.
More or less.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yes.
And what kind of bridge do you play? Classic? Gorin?
Yes, classic bridge, yes.
All of you do?
Yes.
Okay. So how long have you known some of those people?
I guess 20, 30 years.
So
yeah,
you can read them pretty well when you're playing cards with them?
Oh, yes, yes. We get along well.
Good. Okay. What do you think has been the biggest change in Fernandina since you moved here?
Well, I think the growth, and like I said, the professional people that have come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, during my time, my kids were all born in this local hospital. And so the hospital grew and moved to a new place and has all kinds of specialists. And like I said, the professional people that have come, the numbers,
mm-hmm,
are good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that are moving here, I think the people that are moving here, they have some money. They have some education. They don't have small children. They don't impact the schools. They spend money. And as I like to say, and as my friends hear me say, they speak English. And by that I mean they don't say, ain't got no, and me and her, and things like that.
Right. So you would say that they're probably more educated?
I would say so. And also, they volunteer everywhere, and I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they volunteer at the hospital, at the museum, at the schools. They have time, and they're in fairly good health condition,
mm-hmm,
and so they volunteer.
You mentioned that your children were born at the hospital, but that was when it was located on North 14th Street?
Yes.
And what was the name of it?
Humphreys Memorial Hospital.
And do you know who Humphrey was?
No, but it was a, you know, well-known name,
okay,
in the city.
Was it a small hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And you felt safe, though, there?
Yes.
Okay. So all three were born there?
Yes.
Do you remember when the new hospital went up?
No, I really do not.
I don't remember ever hearing that date. So with all that said, is there anything more about old Fernandina days that you would like to make sure that we record for this interview? Before,
that we would what?
That we would talk about in this interview.
No.
Something important to you about the time that you spent as a young mom and wife here in Fernandina.
No, not really, because I stayed busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did some, you know, journalism work. I worked some part-time in retail stores, and then I had my consignment shop, and I got involved with local politics, and I love that, and I still am involved.
Yes, you are. Susan, do you watch city commission meetings on television?
Yes, I used to go. In fact, I went when you were the mayor.
I remember.
And then it got contentious, and I decided not to go anymore, and I would watch it on TV.
Right. And you still do that?
Yes, I do.
That's very cool. So, and do you communicate with local politicians?
No.
Email them?
No.
No? Okay. All right. How do you feel about the future of this community? What do you see happening here?
Well, I'm getting repetitious because I think the future is great. Mm-hmm. I think all these people that are coming, and I get annoyed with people who think we should go back to the 50s because we're not going back to the 50s. And people who say, oh, the traffic. Well, you know, it's a trade-out. So it takes you 5 more minutes to go down South 14th Street. Right. But it's a trade-out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can't find a place to park on Center Street. And so you park a block away. Right. I mean, that's not so terrible. And there are some parking lots. I don't think we'll ever have high-rise parking areas because they take up too much room.
Right.
You know, they have these turn things, and it's just not going to work in downtown Fernandina. And I don't think they would get the permits. There's a 35-foot permit policy.
Height
policy, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So do you think the waterfront will ever be done?
Yes, I think so.
What do you think it'll look like?
Well,
will it be business or a park? Or?
Yes, and it'll be some more suitable walking and maybe a park or some playground equipment or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm.
And what about Central Park? Do you think that it's going to stay the way it is?
Yes.
Okay.
And because they have tennis courts and they have football and different sports for the school children. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why that would change.
Okay. So you think that the sports fields will stay there?
I believe so.
Okay. Is that what the community probably wants?
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think so.
So is there something about Fernandina's future that you hope does happen, but you might be concerned that it will?
You mean a positive thing?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just think it will grow. With all the things that I've already mentioned.
What about the kids who graduate from high school here today? Do you think they'll come back?
Well, oddly enough, my children, now one of my daughters stayed here. She has various degrees in special education, and she had a good job. And of course, they've gotten older. And my other daughter has recently moved back to Fernandina. And my son and his wife are building a house in Old Town. So I think there's something about Fernandina that brings people back. I don't think it's their mother necessarily. I think it's the beach. They were raised at the beach, and they just love that beach. And it's a beautiful beach. We're so fortunate.
We certainly are. So you're going to have all your kids back around you pretty soon.
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. So long as they call before they come.
And don't bring the dogs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Susan, we really appreciate you spending time with us today.
You're very, very, very welcome. I'm looking at some.
Yeah, notes see if there's something you wanted to say.
I left something out. At one point, I worked at the local radio station.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
A lot of people don't even know we had a radio station. We had an AM radio station on between 7th and 8th, North 7th and 8th Street.
On Dade?
Like maybe Dade or Calhoun or somewhere in
I think
there.
The building is still there.
Might be, and that was fun.
What did you do there?
Well, I bought some time, like maybe an hour, and I had a talk show. But I did all the talking. I mean, I sold time, so I had people who advertised, and I talked about what they did. And there was a news machine, so I would read some headlines.
Okay.
And it was fun.
And did you interview people on that show,
no.
too? No.
It was just me.
Who owned the radio station?
I really don't remember.
Because I think the building is now owned by someone in Georgia.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure.
What I do remember is that while it was still operating probably 20 years ago, the frequency it operated on disturbed the microphones at City Hall.
Oh, really?
For the
I did
commissioners.
Not know that.
There was some, they'd get an echo in the mics every
that.
Once in a while.
I did
yeah.
not know that.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the paper mills.
Yes.
I think they add a tremendous amount of tax money and employee money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's approximately 500 at each paper mill employees. Now, if you consider that, if they were to shut that down, that would be disaster.
Right. What about the port?
I'm not that familiar with what goes on at the port.
Okay.
But they have both the paper mills have spent a fortune on pollution control.
Right.
I mean, we used to be able to smell the paper mills. I don't think we do that anymore.
Right. Very rarely.
Very rarely. And when we first came here and we lived at the beach, the water had a sulfur odor. And when my in-laws would come visit, the first thing they would do is go buy big tanks of bottled water.
How did your in-laws feel about Fernandina?
Well, they would come visit, not very often.
Yeah, yeah.
My family would come once in a while.
Yeah. And they stayed with you?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yes, as a matter of fact, they did.
Okay.
My mom lived in California and my dad lived in New York, and that's why I went to school in New York State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else do you want to make sure that you give us information on?
Yeah, let's see.
Because you've spent a long time in your life making sure information was disseminated properly.
Yes, and I like that.
So,
and of course, initially, we would shop in Jacksonville. Furniture, everything. And that was even before I-95 was built. We went down 17.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And Hexer wasn't completed, or the Dames Point Bridge, right?
No. I think I've touched on everything.
Well, you're great fun.
Well, Fernandina has really changed. I mean, like I say, now I say I don't want to cross the ditch because I don't need to cross the ditch. Everything is available here. I mean, my daughter and I go to the Jacksonville Symphony. She drives. So I think I've... Do you have any other questions?
I don't. I just want to make sure you feel like you've told us everything you wanted to say.
Well, I think it's a great place, and there's room for volunteers, and there's room for political action, and of course I'm old now, so I don't go anywhere much, and of course the virus really did us in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody just seems like stayed home for 2 years.
That's true.
Now, I still wear a mask when I go to the grocery store, when I go to CVS, when I go to Walmart, but I see very few masks.
Right. At all.
Yeah.
Okay. Susan, we thank you.
Oh, it was
and
my pleasure.
You'll go down in history as part of the Heritage Keeper Project.
I don't believe I've done anything historically
valuable.
I
believe you have. You've contributed in more ways than we can count to this community.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.